Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I started following this guy yesterday, and I put like the notifications on, and within maybe about 2 hours or so, I was like, oh, that was a bad idea. Like, I thought it'd be good for content, just like figuring out like where Shador was and what he was doing, because this is stalking him,
well, as it's known.
Just whenever he posts stuff on Twitter. Call it what you and Daryl want to call it. I just call it paying attention.
That's when we put something in front of it. To make it Shador-based, but when it's your habits, all of a sudden we don't do that? I'm noticing an interesting trend there.
No, you can call it shestalking. I'm going to say it's a wrong use of shestalking, in my opinion.
Well, how would you refer to it then?
Shadoing my job is how I refer to it.
Name of everything that is holy.
That's not Sanders. Great branding.
I think that's how I do it.
Okay. I think we can button that up a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we nailed it. so anyway, this guy, he's been posting all these things. He has claimed to be basically everything and anything when it comes to Shador and even Travis Hunter in their daily lives. But he is the one that is posting all the videos of Shador running the hills in Akron and then going to the school and doing all the different things that he's doing. And just like everyone else before him, it feels like they've all just found some way to kind of get after the Cleveland media in some way.
Yeah, I don't really have a problem with I don't have a problem with this specifically, because like, if you have a problem, I don't understand this world in which people lived in that Shador, who lives a very online life, you thought that was going to stop when he got to the NFL. Like, I understand when football players say it, when like Brian Hoyer says it, I get why Brian Hoyer thinks that's going to happen. It's a different era. It's not going to happen. All right? Shador and the Sanders family in general, they always have a TV crew around them. They always have this. They always have that. So do I think that the Browns are going to try and limit that contact as much as possible? Yes. But you can't limit it when Shador's out in the world. Like, right. Why do you think he was at a Cleveland gym that wasn't the Cleveland Browns' own gym? So he can have his camera crew there. Why do you I don't think that's a bad thing. Like, it's definitely going to be louder than Dylan Gabriel's life, but like, you drafted Shador, this is who Shador is. I think picking a fight about it today is ridiculous.
Well,
I mean anybody else criticizing Shador for being very online.
And so where I thought the one member of Shador's camp actually, I think he makes a really good point, is the idea of it's like, Shador's not the one taking any of these photographs or these videos. He's like, I'm the one doing this, and I put all this out there. And like, it's like, yeah, I don't know who the directive comes from, but like, how does this limit Shador into doing the very best thing he can do for the Browns? It's not taking away any of his mental capacity or even time. He's not the one editing these videos and putting them out there. He's not the one taking these videos and putting them out there.
I'm sure. I think everybody in Cleveland media has heard something adjacent to this, that the Browns are going to try and keep Shador low-key, right?
Good luck.
We'll see how many times he's made available for press during the quarterback camp. There's a lot of ways in which they can try and just tamper down any of the noise around it, at which point, again, I'll go back to what you said, which is good luck. Like, you can't, like, if he wants to live an online life, it is his choice. And when you drafted him, you did co-sign that choice to some degree. So you cannot put him out there in front of the media. That's fine. But then also don't enjoy all those jersey sales that you're getting from this as well. Like, it's a little bit of trying to have your cake and eat it too. Good luck. I think it's going to drive Kevin crazy. good luck.
But this isn't harmless stuff, though, is the difference. Or excuse me, this is harmless stuff. This isn't him. Well, now, you want to talk about him like posting the party photos after the draft night and you know, carrying around millions of dollars in briefcases and stuff like that? Okay, I can hear you out on that. But when he's posting workout videos and when he's posting videos of him trying to win a quarterback job, shouldn't that just get you excited about the team in the upcoming season?
And here's the thing.
Like, he cares. That's all we wanted anyway, right?
Guys, he's a 22-year-old millionaire.
Yeah, there's 22-year-olds we know that post way more than Shador online, and they don't have half of an interesting life of him.
I just, like, listen, I like when we had that stretch with James Harden where James Harden would, it was like the Learjet with the you know, million-dollar suitcase, and that stuff never appealed to me because I don't like ridiculous displays of wealth. But at the same point...
Are you talking when he got his jersey retired at a Houston strip club?
I think there was something along the lines.
Put to the rafters of a strip club?
I can't
club?
Remember the rapper that he gave like a duffel bag with like $250,000. Like, those are things that don't reach me personally. And then I go, oh, it has nothing to do with me. That's not the kind of life I live. Good for him. And then I move on.
Yeah. When you're not breaking any laws, like, and it's everything's fine. Who cares?
And here's the thing. Like,
today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
If Shador is... Because the criticism is, you're not about football. It's gonna hurt your football career. Okay, then if that bears fruit, then you, at some point in the distant future, you get to say, I was right. But quite frankly, like, you can't, like, you're being part of the distraction with Shador if you have a problem with it. Like, you're making it a bigger issue than his camp is.
Right. And by all accounts, it's not, again, he's not editing these videos. He's not doing anything attached to it. And even if he was... Okay, so you're gonna gatekeep his hobbies? Is that what you're gonna do? So, like, when Myles Garrett likes dinosaurs, you celebrate that and you put the little dinosaurs out on the press conference table. But if Shador Sanders takes an interest in video editing, that's a problem.
Wait, would you put out like little Adobe kits out there?
Adobe kits, right? That might be too expensive.
That's true. Or like maybe cupcakes with like a microphone in them.
Yeah, I just think it's just an odd thing. Like, people care that he's trying to showcase how hard he's working.
And
I should be happy that he's doing two-a-days right now.
I it all kind of started with like some level of criticism for Shador. And listen, I've made it clear that I'm not convinced he has the talent to be a star. I think he has the talent to be a good NFL quarterback, but we'll see. Like, he fell in the draft for a reason. There were a lot of excuses for it. There were a lot of excuses against it. We'll see. I'm excited to see what the kid does. But just, like, the kid was at a high school 4 days after being drafted. And he, like, I don't give a damn if he has the entire national media there. Because the thing that he's doing is still making a difference.
Yeah.
Like, when he shows up somewhere, he has cachet that Dylan Gabriel doesn't. No offense to Dylan. But he has some cachet there that means something.
Oh, Dylan walks in the high school and they go, oh, are you the new sub teacher? Are you teaching fifth grade?
Are you the new mascot because you're short?
You're going to roll out the video for us?
But no, it feels very personal against Dylan. Dylan, this is not about you. It's not your fault, Dylan. Not your fault.
Yeah, you keep telling him that.
But
Good Will Hunting.
But no, I just, it really is like, to me, like focusing on the wrong thing. If Shador makes one bit of difference for one kid in that crowd, I could give a rip how many people are taking pictures and how be like. And if he does that, if once a day he goes to some local high school, wherever it is, whether it's up here in Cleveland, whether it's in the greater Northeast Ohio region, I don't care. Because it means something to somebody in that crowd.
Right. You want to call, hey, let's call him Football Santa Claus. He's just bringing joy all around the city.
I get it. I get it. It's low-hanging fruit, and it's easy. It's right there. But, like, and because here's what's going to happen is now, people are going to see his guy, Boog, and we'll just, I don't know his full name.
I was going with Boog, but I like that you went with Boog.
I'm thinking Boog Powell, because I'm 100. So Boog, is it Boog? Boog?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It is his guy, though. That is his guy. And he's very about making sure that people know what's going on.
Somebody's now going to have a problem with his guy now going and defending Shador. And it's like, okay.
Oh, man. But that also, too, that's not Shador himself doing it either. That's another thing.
But like, even then.
And this isn't even like the weird thing, like when Roger Goodell had his wife go online and try to fight some of his battles for him. Like sometimes that happens. Family members end up being the ones that fight the battles for you. And you're like, that clearly was coming from someone else. That's not what this is.
This isn't a certain quarterback who wanted to rehab his image by paying people to say nice things about him on social media, allegedly. All right? Like, this is so far derived from that. And we don't have to be sensitive because of everything that came before, either with Baker or with Deshaun Watson. Do I know the kid's going to be the starting quarterback this year? No. Do I know he's going to be a great NFL quarterback? No. But if 3 days into the Shador experience, you're bitching about videos being out there, whether it's because of where he was or guys, then you didn't know what you were getting into when you drafted Shador Sanders.
And you also don't know how any franchise quarterback operates. If you're a franchise quarterback, you're supposed to go to the local high schools. You're supposed to be doing two-a-days. You're supposed to be working hard.
Should the Browns shut down Shador's camera crew? Should we shut it down? Did Kevin Hart say that too? Darius Garland, the update, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.